Protecting and preserving Mount Hood National Forest and transforming forest management towards prioritizing climate resilience and cultural values and protecting water and wildlife. Their work has shaped numerous timber sales over the past 20 years while advocating for respectful recreation and public access.
We have in studio with us Courtney Ray, the Associate Director of BARC, and Nikki Dardinger, a volunteer. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having us.
How are y'all doing?
Good. We're doing good.
Good. Yeah. So just as a quick refresher, can you tell us what is it that BARC does?
Absolutely. Thanks for asking. So BARC is a volunteer organization. We're here in Portland, and we are a watchdog organization. So our focus is on protecting Mount Hood National Forest. And one of our main focuses is on reducing the amount of logging that's happening in the forest. So one of the main ways that we do this is through kind of real-time monitoring of the forest. So we have several hundred volunteers who are trained to go out in the forest and really document what's going on the ground. It's one of the best ways that we know what's happening and also how to advocate for it. So they're out there documenting plants and animals and where the water is and really keeping track of where the endangered species are or threatened and rare species. And that really helps us to be able to understand good decision making and understand how we can best protect the forest in that way.
That's great. And literally having your feet in the mud, so to speak, as a volunteer. Can you tell us more about what have been the accomplishments in this past year, 2019, and what are you kind of gearing up for in this new year?
Well, do you want to start, Courtney?
Well, we just had a conversation about this in our staff meeting today, so I'd love to share some some victories. Our total acres saved from logging in 2019 was 1,464. So we're averaging about 1,500 acres a year right now, and since I came on staff, for example, we've protected the equivalent of the area forest park. So for folks who haven't spent much time in the forest, you know how much forest park means to Portland. And you can just imagine that is, you know, not only under threat at any given moment, but with support from folks like Nikki, BARC has protected that much. And so we just keep on keeping on. We also really expanded our program around beaver habitat survey work and restoration work. Again, looking at how to protect water and increase climate resiliency. We know that beavers engineer hydrological systems in really important ways, but for the last 100 years or so, they have been largely missing from the landscape. So we're working on identifying the best spots for beavers, and in the future, would love to bring some more beaver back into the ecosystem. And we also welcomed a lot of new staff this year. So Nikisha Nathan, our new executive director, celebrating her first year, and a few of our other staff members. So we have a great new team, and we've really kept the momentum going. So thanks to everyone out there who gave in this last couple of weeks. And we're happy to, you know, make space for more people coming into 2020. We have more timber sales, obviously, to fight. So glad to have this opportunity on KBOO to get the word out right now.
That's great. Is there anything that you wanted to add, Nikki?
Well, I think that the thing that's one of the most important things to me that we've worked on over the past year and we'll be working on in the future is our Free Mount Hood campaign. So that was my original connection to BARC. And what that campaign is all about is really trying to think about how to advocate for the Forest Service to update their management plan. So a lot of people don't realize that Mount Hood National Forest is managed by the Forest Service and in line with this management plan. And the priority of that plan is all about timber harvest. And so this plan was done in 1990, so 30 years ago. It's never been updated, which is true for most of our national forests. And if you think back to 1990, that was a really long time ago. We weren't really, we cared about climate change, but the Forest Service really didn't care necessarily about climate change. And so it doesn't mention climate change in the forest plan. The Forest Service doesn't give any consideration to that when they are thinking about how to manage the forest. It also doesn't take into account then things like carbon sequestration or the different ways that wildlife might use the forest differently because of climate change. So we're really seeing the need to update that plan. We're also really focused on encouraging them to think about protecting the water supply. Mm-hmm. So here in Portland, we know we're really fortunate that the Bull Run watershed is protected, but there are a lot of other watersheds in that forest that are supplying water to some of our neighbors across the region that don't have those same level of protections. And so we really want the Forest Service to update their plan and really kind of bring it into the 21st century. So I've been working with Courtney here on that and thinking about some of the best ways to campaign to make that happen.
That's great. And for folks that maybe don't have the capacity to volunteer. Can you talk about how does BARC get people involved with your message?
One of the most longstanding programs is our BARC About Hikes. Mm-hmm. That's a free monthly hike. It's guided by volunteers, sometimes staff. And we're going out in a carpool, you know, helping people who don't have access to vehicles and things like that to see parts of the forest that you might not typically get to as part of a specific recreation site or a trail. And we like to take people, especially to places that are threatened by logging or other destructive projects. And we also host ecology club events at our office each month. Those are free. And then we have all these various volunteer committees, Fremont Hood and Forest Watch. We'll have ground truthing training and hike leader training in the spring. So there's a lot of different ways for people to plug in, whether they're going to hang out here in town and strategize with us and educate and talk ecology, or go out to the forest and gather that information to stop the projects.
That's great. And for folks listening who maybe needed to hear that list again, do you mind sharing any upcoming dates and the events again for folks?
Yes. So the hike this month will be the fourth Sunday. I believe it's the 26th. Of January. Typically the hikes are on the second Sunday, but we had to reschedule. Ecology Club is the second Wednesday of each month, and there's things like a book club and other events that will be posted on the website and on the Facebook page.
That's great. And what are some things that people can expect with some of these events?
Our hikes are a little bit different. I consider them more about wandering about the forest than hiking from point A to point B. And we spend a lot of time looking really closely at the landscape where we are and the details of those ecosystems. And this month we'll be talking about ecological edges, where different ecosystems meet, or where there are interruptions to ecosystems like roads or recreation sites or logging. And so that hopefully will give a little bit of a nuanced look at the areas proposed in the zigzag timber sale, and also give folks a chance to spend some, you know, New Year's time refreshing in the forest.
Absolutely.
Locally.
That's great. Nikki, can you share anything about, as being a volunteer, any events that you've been a part of, things that you really enjoyed, maybe didn't know about before as a volunteer?
Absolutely. I think one of the things I've really appreciated, in addition to Ecology Night, there are some trainings throughout the year. And so I've been able to take part in some really great trainings on just better understanding forest policy and forest ecology and law. BARC's attorney is amazing and has really helped me understand kind of how all of those processes work and then how I as a volunteer can be involved. So for me, I also really enjoy Ecology Nights. It's a chance to just dive a little bit deeper into learning about the forest. So whether it's mushrooms or fire or beavers or wolves, I mean, there's just this huge array of topics that people can go to. And it's always led by someone different, which I appreciate. So you're getting different perspectives every month of things that I often didn't know anything about before.
That's fantastic. And is there anything that we haven't asked you that you wanted to include?
I don't know. You're doing a great job.
No, thank you.
I would just say that we...
I would love to ask you if volunteers will get to go on hikes where they'll get to see beavers in their habitat and be able to... I know that I've gotten to see beavers in their habitat, and it's really a thrill.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have kind of a newer program looking at beaver habitat and surveying it. So sometimes there is... recent sign of beaver. Sometimes there are beaver. More often it's historical evidence of beaver, but they're not currently there. And so exactly that kind of assessment is what our volunteers do. We'll probably start that up again more toward the spring and into the summer, but for sure.
Well, we would love to speak with you more, but that's all the time we have, unfortunately. We hope you all have a great day.
And we've been speaking with Courtney Ray, the Associate Director of BARC, and Nikki Dardinger, a volunteer with the organization, about their upcoming events to protect Mount Hood National Forest. More information can be found about BARC at bark-out.org. That's bark-out.org. Thank you again, Nikki and Courtney.
Thank you.